Hi, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Suzanne. You know, Suze for short. We have our nursing home show this evening, and what we're going to discuss is how, you know, people can get their finances and keep them when you go into a nursing home. It's very difficult to get your benefits given to you. It's never been, you know, given to you. It's always been that we've had to, you know, fight for it and see if we can get it. And if we can't get it, right now is the best time to try and get it saved for each and every person who has Social Security disability. And if they do go into the nursing home, you know, we really have to save those benefits so they can go out of the nursing home when they are ready to do that. They go in for rehabilitation. Then all their money after probably around a year is taken from them during that time. And then they're a long-term, you know, person. They stay there long-term. Well, I'll tell you from my case, I had to go back to community Medicare and Medicaid, not having the nursing home Medicare and Medicaid. That was the most difficult and hassle, full of hassle time to do that. So anyway, what I had to do is I had to go back to community Medicaid and do what I needed to do and get things done. And what I had to do is a whole bunch of paperwork to put me back on regular community Medicaid instead of nursing home Medicaid. It was very difficult. And for some reason, I feel that, you know, it's made that way to keep you in the nursing home so that you have things to actually get done when you're in the nursing home. I see our co-host. He's here, and that's Frank, and I'm going to get him in on the show. All right, hold on 1 second, and we'll get him in. Hey, Frank.
Inner Sight, yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I started talking about, you know, things mostly related to the benefits and how we lose our benefits and we can't even keep a house when we want to, or an apartment or whatever the case may be when we first go into the nursing home. That's why we need our benefits to stay with us. So I started that off. So you could,
yeah,
if you'd like to comment.
You know, it's really a shame that in this country with all this wealth, that you have to legislate things, you know, certain things that pertain to the disabled. I mean, if they give us the money, you know, why don't they just give it to us? What are they always trying to? There's a word in Yiddish, finagle.
It's true. Finagle is true.
They're always finagling, and that word means trying to find a way
to deceive.
To get over on somebody.
Yeah, exactly, you know? To deceive.
And that's how the government is.
Oh, yes, it is. You know? It surely is. Yeah.
Trying to stop us from having a little something extra, maybe, or life, you know? And that's horrible. And on top of it, not protecting us.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't be so bad if they protected us.
Yes, that's true.
You know, but they don't, on top of the whole thing. Just heard a story yesterday, a woman who disabled, blind, and in a wheelchair. I think it's from, I'm not sure how she became disabled, but she was in a nurse, in the rehab. They operated on her. She went to rehab. And in the rehab for 14 months, and she managed to pay her rent and keep her apartment.
That's right.
But then the insurance ran out.
Yeah.
You know, that
and then
that
they
paid
kicked
for
you out of
her
the nursing home.
paid for her in the rehab. Now, if she had to pay the rehab and the apartment, see, that's how somebody loses their place.
That's right.
You don't have the money.
That's right.
To pay that, and the money is there. pay that, but
yeah,
it's not being used in the right way.
That's true.
People have to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, the money is there for these things that we need, but we have no say over that money.
That's right.
Now, if someone who's disabled, let's say the law was different and the money was in the account and the person tried to use it for something else or maybe with a gambler or drank, you know.
Yeah, something.
Then they deserve to be prosecuted by the law like anybody else.
That's right.
We're not saying
the
that disabled people should get away with everything.
Well, the only time that they don't take the, you know, things out is when they have dementia and they're not aware of what they're doing. My,
I'm talking about under normal circumstances.
Yeah. Well, no. She's my aunt. She used to go and steal chocolate from the stores. She loved chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know that at the time, but she went, and this is not my aunt in Florida, Frank. This is a person who has since deceased. She was in a nursing home, too. I mean, it's very, very heartbreaking to know that your family just keeps disappearing from these nursing homes. It's really, really sad that I have to say.
Well, that shows you that they don't belong in those places.
That's right. She used to escape
belongs
out of the
her own
nursing home
with the help that she needs.
Okay. She used to escape out of the nursing home and go to the store and buy chocolate. And this store wasn't close by. It was like a freehold area in Jersey, and it was pretty close to, you know, a few miles away. She would walk all the way there just to get chocolate. I was amazed at her.
At least she could walk. She was in good shape.
Yes, she was. She was definitely in good shape.
But there's another reason why people should be in their own home.
That's right.
If she was in her own home and she had the responsible help that she needed,
yes.
She wouldn't have done that because the
That's
person
right.
wouldn't
have
allow.
Done, right, and she wouldn't have gone out like that,
you
know, because the person would watch her continuously.
Yeah.
You need that when you have dementia.
And
she probably would have lived longer because she has, you know, it was hard for her. She always ate McDonald's, which is, I'm not going to say anything because we're on air, but it's not the best meal, let's put it that way, for somebody to continually eat. But that's the only thing she knew how to do, is go buy McDonald's, you know? So.
If a person in that circumstance, in their own home, let's say, and the aide is trying to help them and all that, and they get out of hand and they get violent, you know, you have no choice. You got to call the police.
Yeah.
You got to treat them like you would anybody else.
Well, there's a way to do it, and I had to learn the way myself on my own to say I used to hold my mom, not shake her, not pinch her, not anything.
I'm talking about the ultimate, you know, that somebody is gets violent and they pick up a knife and they go, you know.
Yeah.
You can't allow that to happen.
No, you can't.
But under normal circumstances,
she wasn't doing anything crazy.
You're all right.
No, I know. She wasn't doing anything crazy, but she would shake me, and I didn't like that. So what I ended up doing is I just held her hands lightly. Because if I held her hands a little too hard, oh, you're hurting me. You know, and it was hurting her, for real. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I made sure that the nursing staff knew what I was doing and if it would help them in any way to treat her the proper way. And I got it in their thick head that she doesn't know better. She does not know that what she's doing is wrong. She just wants you to be there and wants to talk to you. If you're going to go out of the room and you come back in, that's going to happen again. You know, because she doesn't
know. Everyone is different. Everyone is an individual.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I felt so
you
bad.
You
got to
learn
as
best as possible how the person is, you know, and what they like, what they don't like.
That's right.
That helps a lot, you know.
And it also helps a lot if you can keep them in their own setting because they won't flip out when they go to a different setting, which is what exactly happened to my mom. But I had no choice. I put her in a better nursing home than what she was, you know, used to. And it was good. It was better at the time, and then it got worse. You know, I think they do get worse after a while when they know the patient and stuff.
Well, they
like
all
that.
Get worse.
Yeah, they do.
You know, because it's an unnatural
environment,
and it's a place where people don't really belong. You know,
yeah,
no. A person belongs in their own home.
That's right.
You know, as I said, as long as they're not violent.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're brought to you by
really
the Big East.
Oh, sorry.
The Key to Rescue, Inner Sight. Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004. Adopting Akita Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And thank you so much for the food for my guide dog. I appreciate it. All right, Inner Sight. And brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Third Eye. Stay in shape, have some fun. Devin Fernandez is the guy you want to talk to. 631-445-3464. Fernandez, Devin, all right? The Third Eye Insight. Check him out. I want to say hello to my friends in Manhattan, Ross and Ross, David and Audra. Good people over there, attorneys. 212-425-1020, David and Audra Ross, and their mom, Eleanor, who passed away recently. So we remember Eleanor. Inner Sight, this is our nursing home show.
Yes, it is.
And brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186 on the Kennedy. You buy a house, sell a house, get some good information, or you want to find out if it's a good time to buy a house, Kennedy will have all that info for you.
That's true.
You know, you hear it on the business news about the mortgages and all that, but
right.
When you talk to somebody who does it every day,
yeah,
you're going to get different information.
Oh, yeah, you are.
And Kennedy's an honest guy. 631-888-1186. We thank the Ice Lip Cleaners. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent, a living organization on the Silo. And 631-880-7929, Silo. So check them out. You can check their website to find out some of the latest happenings over there. All right? Inner Sight. And anybody who's in a nursing home and you need help, you know, call us.
Any night.
We can do our best for you.
Yeah.
You know, even if you're having trouble with the independent living, you know, you're on a program, and you want somebody to sort of smooth things over or whatever, call us. We'd be happy to intervene with your permission.
Yes.
So remember,
we're
here for you.
We already know one person that's happened to. Yeah.
What?
We already have one person that happened to already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we are determined to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
We sure are.
That's the solution.
That's right.
By which nursing homes will no longer exist.
That's right.
You know, if the place is not there, you can't go to it.
Right. You can go to the living part of it and become a resident of, you know, an actual apartment complex, or if they have houses, they could do it that way. You know, all these, like, little houses, like cottages and stuff like that. I could see that happening. I could see people building stuff to help the disabled that way instead of harming them and saying, oh, we're doing this to help them. And it's not really. You're not doing that to help them. To me, it's like making more worry and making them go to their grave faster. That's just my opinion. But
well, you're not helping
people,
somebody when you take all their money and
that's right.
You
that's
abuse
right.
them and you allow them to
that's right.
suffer and give them horrible food. That's not helping somebody.
No, it isn't.
Helping yourself.
That's right. And you're taking their
helping
money.
Helping the business, but not the people who
are in
have
it,
to
yeah.
be in there.
You're right.
So join with us. Sign the petition. Give them the info on the petition.
Yes, you can go to the petition by going to change.org, and then you could, you know, look at the search. You know, it's usually a magnifying glass, or even and now it looks to me like I'm going to go to it right now and let you know what it looks like. Hold on. I thought at one point it looked like a magnifying glass, but I got to really take
well,
a
Well, they
good
may
look
not
at
need
that.
You're talking about people who are visually impaired, and not everybody needs
No, not to use a magnifying glass. They have an icon on the web page, and it says search, but there's actually, they moved it and put it in the menu. There's three lines on the right-hand side at the top, right next to your picture if you are logged in. Okay, you click on those three lines, okay, and then you'll
see... Oh, you're
see
telling them where
the
to click.
Right.
I thought you were talking about...
No.
Use a magnifying glass.
Right. No.
All right.
You click there, and then you'll see a drop-down list. It starts off with My Petitions and ends with the word Search. You're going to click on Search. You click on Search, then you get to type what you want to. INNERSIGHT is the name of our organization, and you just click on it, and it brings you straight to all the petitions that we have.
All right. We
okay.
have two.
You
right?
click on, yeah, two, with one about the whole dream. I left it in because it had a lot of good stuff that we could do in the future. Okay. The nursing home petition has 57 supporters. We could use support from anybody at any amount that you're comfortable spending. Believe me, this will go into hands that will help people and actually help you in the long run, you know, when we actually make the petition more user-friendly and stuff like that to help you out and help everybody out.
And if
that
you
month.
Have a – anyone has a business
mm-hmm.
or an office or any kind of a company setting, mm-hmm. if you would like to put up a canister mm-hmm. with the petition on it, and maybe some pictures
right.
and mm-hmm. how people could, you know, people could donate. That money mm-hmm. would be used
mm-hmm.
to make the petition grow.
That's right.
All right. Once a month, we would collect it and put it behind the petition. In other words,
that's right.
Promote it,
yeah.
So anyone
we
out there...
all the petitions...
And,
I'm sorry.
Hold on, let me finish.
Oh, no
and
problem.
We'd And we'd be happy to give you free publicity on the show and also on our television show. We'll be back in the studio tomorrow.
Yeah.
So anyone who would like to participate in that, let us know. We'll advertise your company or your
That's
store,
great.
Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead.
Okay. And it's all right. I forgot what I was going to say. That's what usually happens with my damn brain. But anyway, it does that. That's why I like to, you know, sometimes I tend to overstep my boundaries. But I've maybe got to get a paper and a pen and write it down. That's just my disability. Sorry, Frank.
All right, Inner Sight, the phone number here, 213-816-1650. If
yeah.
you want to call in, any questions anybody has, what we want to do to eliminate the nursing homes is going to take a lot of doing, because it's going to take legislation.
Yes, it is.
The way it is now, you have to reverse it and do it through, make it the law.
That's right.
So we need all the help we can get.
Mm-hmm.
Inner sight. All right. And our inner sight phone number is 631-224-3090. Anyone who would like to help or be a volunteer, if you have a person or a loved one or family that you're trying to keep out of a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
you need help with that, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be happy to do what we can. All right, let's see. I want to remind everybody, Friday night's our funny night.
Yes, it is.
So tune us in Friday, 8 to 9, and goof off a lot and have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. If you have any jokes, that'd be good, too. You know, get on the air with us. And
yeah, anything that's funny.
Anything that's funny.
As long as it's clean. No, you got to keep it clean.
Yeah, clean it up a little. PC names for things, please.
All right, inner sight. You know, you live your life, you work, the average person, right? You work, you go to school, you know, you go to college, you get a job, whatever, you work.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become, for whatever reason, you become disabled.
Right.
And, you know, you never know when that's going to happen.
That's very true.
And now, all that you've worked for and you know, you get on disability, you wind up in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And they take everything from you.
Yeah, they do.
You know, so what did you work for?
Or what
this
did you
is what you worked
for?
For
even? You know?
I mean, what kind of a thing is that? That's what nursing homes do.
Yeah.
They take away everything that
that's
you've worked
good.
For.
That's right.
Unless you work for a company that's really wealthy and
right.
You know, you get a big pension and you have the money to pay aides that you need for whatever time you need them. But how many people have that? Not too many.
No, not too many.
So they wind up in a nursing home. That's how the nursing homes thrive.
Mm-hmm.
They depend on people who, you know, that happens to what I just described.
That's right.
They either get hurt or they get ill and they get a disability. And the nursing homes like that.
Yes, they do.
Because that's potential people for them and money. They like that. They like when people become disabled.
Yeah, they have, you know.
They really do.
Yeah, I think they do.
They're making money on it.
Yeah, they are.
So that's what we want to change. You know, we say that it's not fair, it's not right. You know, especially when a person can't declare hardship and say, hey, I can't give you all
the
of my money,
you
know,
need.
For A, B, and C reason, you know.
Right.
There's no such thing
well,
like that.
Well, the key is there should be a word or a phrase, Frank. Like, I'll give you an example. I intend to live out of here and not be in the nursing home after my rehab. That's what needs to happen somehow. And then when it does happen, your money has to follow you. It cannot stay with the nursing home. You know, that's one of the biggest problems is shifting the money back to the community Medicaid as opposed to the nursing home Medicaid, because that's exactly
yeah. But remember, you gotta make sure you keep your apartment through the whole thing.
That's right. If you have a
most
family member,
most people lose
pay for
their
that.
Place.
That's right. My mother did.
They can't
yeah.
do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And
then if the courts
are
involved, that's even worse, because the courts are going to tell you, you know, you have to pay the nursing home and forget about your apartment, your home.
Yeah, that's right. And if somebody else is living there, too, that makes the whole situation a lot worse, because they get thrown and disheveled out of their home if they were actually helping you out before you went into the nursing home.
Yeah.
You know, what happened to one person I know, her mother, had, you know, infection in her foot, septic infection, and almost lost the foot, but only lost two toes or something to that effect. And it's really disheartening to know that just because you're in a nursing home getting rehabilitation, some of your assets are being, you know, driven all the way over to the nursing home side, and you don't have the capability of, you know, helping yourself in that manner to get the money back, or not only get the money back, but never have it taken in the first place. You know, that's a big...
Yeah, what if you have loved ones living with you, or relatives, you know, and your income makes the difference to keep the place going, and now you're in a nursing home and they start taking your money.
That's what happened with my mom.
Those people are gonna could stand to lose their place.
Yeah. My mother went when my dad was in the nursing home and said, "Listen, I'm still living in this. This is my half of the you know, the building. You gotta give me for me to be able to live on this." And she actually fought for herself and got it. And she used to funnel the stuff through me first because she knew that I had a disability all my life and I knew a little bit about it, you know, what to do and how to make sure you keep some of your income. Well, she let me know and I helped her as best I can, and she got it back. She got what she needed to be able to stay in that the Section 8 housing that she was in. And it was not easy. It was really difficult to keep it the way it was. She lost a little bit of money, but it was better than, you know, having no money, you know, going there and she had to go into a shelter or something. That I would have never, you know, gone with.
Well,
I would have really fought very hard for.
People struggle with that
mm-hmm.
all the time, you know.
Yeah.
And some, of course... worse than others.
Yeah, no.
I know.
They shouldn't
but,
be allowed to do that. That's criminal in my mind. It really is. You know?
Yeah, because a person should be able to remain in their housing.
Right.
And have what they need to maintain that.
That's right.
I mean, that's not asking for a lot.
No, it isn't. It really isn't. I don't understand why they even take people's pensions. That really would bother me. If I worked all my life and now I don't have my pension, I mean, I don't have a pension right now to say something about. You know, I had my pension taken away from by the employer because they laid off a whole bunch of people. And right before their pensions were scheduled to become fully vested. And that was a really crazy move, but they did it, and that was it. We had to leave the premises because they wanted to cut back on the amount of people.
Well, at least with that thing, you have a court. You can go to court.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, with the nursing homes,
mm-mm.
you don't have a chance.
No, you don't. You really don't.
Especially since the system believes that the person should be in the nursing home.
That's right. That's another issue.
That's again
a real big one, too. Yeah.
Anyway, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. And right now I can't find my information on that. So Shelby's Kitchen, it's in Bellport, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing a show tomorrow on Milton, the guide dog who was killed at the school last July, the Guide Dog Foundation school last July. A horrible, horrible thing. And we'll let you know when that show is going to be on.
Mm-hmm.
we're going to be tweeting it, and we're going to do our best to get it up on the YouTube. So as much exposure as we can get.
Mm-hmm.
The district attorney that's handling the case of Milton's death is Spencer Mendez in Suffolk County. And normally I have his number, but I have seemed to have misplaced it. So
it's 853, but I don't remember the rest of it.
Try to find it. But it's Spencer Mendez, Suffolk County District Attorney's Office.
Mm-hmm.
And tell him to upgrade the charges against Milton's killers.
Mm-hmm. True.
All right. All right. Inner Sight and our nursing home. Anybody on the line?
No, not right now.
All right.
I don't see it, but I could try again when I get back into the thing. I'm just looking up Spencer Mendez.
Double check.
Yeah, well, I did right before I did the action that I'm doing right now, so I didn't have.
And then get
anybody.
The
what?
Able News.
1 minute. I want to get the Spencer Mendez if you need a phone number, don't you?
You have the phone number?
I'm looking it up. I was trying to.
Oh, I don't know if they'll
have. Yeah.
Well, they might
have.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm looking. Yeah.
853. I know that.
I know that, and I know it's 631, but I don't remember the rest of it. He's an assistant district attorney of Suffolk County. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 631, 853. I think it's 4104, but I'm not sure.
Okay, hold on. I think you're right, but I'm not sure. I'd have to still look it up.
But they can, if you're looking it up, that means people can look it up.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to find it.
All right, Inner Sight and around the world, and, you know, for years and years and years, people have demonstrated against nursing homes. But they never really had a solid solution, you know.
Yeah.
And not only that, a solid solution where you weren't asking the state for more money.
That's true.
Where you were helping conserve money.
That's true.
So this is a brand new thing here.
Yeah.
And in talking to people who are disabled, I find that every person thinks it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be hard to bring about, of course, but we have something that is solid, something that people need, accessible housing all over this country, in every state, accessible housing is needed.
Yeah,
nursing homes are not needed, and they're not wanted.
That's even, yeah.
The people who are being sent to these nursing homes do not want the nursing home.
That's right.
98%. I mean, there are some who are mentally disabled and they don't understand.
Right.
It's a different story.
Right.
But we have to stick up for those people and help them.
Yeah, that's true.
And get the right people to help them. But, you know, when you think of the numbers, there's 30 million disabled approximately in this country. Now, count in all their friends and relatives and people who believe that money's being wasted on these nursing homes. And the number has got to at least double or triple.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I would say 100 million people.
About.
That number would come out to.
Yeah, about.
So, there you have it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Congress should recognize that. It's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. Yeah.
All right, in a site, let's see, and 213-816-1650 is the number here. 834 New York.
Mm-hmm.
Our nursing home program. And how do we do with the tweet? Anything, any news on the tweet?
We got a few impressions. We got, I looked at it earlier this morning, and we had just, you know, people opening it and then reading a little bit and then closing. We didn't get any people following it or liking it.
That was the recent tweet?
That was my recent tweet.
All right. So we're getting some response, you know.
Yeah, we are.
Some is better than none. You know, and people are probably wondering, well, how are you going to do this? You know, how are you going to put all these people and all that? Well, you have to pass a law.
That's right. That's right.
You have to make it so that the social service system houses these people with the aid they need until the accessible housing
is made.
Is finished.
Right.
And at such time that the law is revised. Because every place that's rentable should be accessible.
Yes. All of it. Not 10% of
that should be the law.
Wherever you're at. All of it. Every single
place. Not a certain percentage. We're not a certain percentage. We're human beings.
That's right. That's entirely
You know, it's like what they did years ago to black people. Oh, you can't live here. You can't, with us, it's you can't get in here.
Yeah, right.
But it's the same thing. If you can't get in to the place, how are you going to live there?
Exactly.
The same damn thing that they did to the black people.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening to us.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you need a law. You need a new law and money to lobby, you know, to set people up in Washington to urge people and the politicians
please.
And let them know.
It's very important.
Oh, you got the Able News?
Yeah, I got the Able News. I can't find Spencer Mendez. So,
well, don't worry about Spencer Mendez. We'll do it.
Another
tomorrow
day.
Night, don't worry about it.
Okay. Here I come with Able. Bear with me. I just have to let it click and it's not
Able
working.
News on InterSight.
All right. And we got a full board of people. So some who do not want to talk, they just want to listen. If you'd like to talk anybody, just press the number one and we'll get to you before the end of the show.
All right. Put the Able News.
Yeah.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two managers, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a sight, let's take a phone call.
Yep.
We have people who want to talk on the air.
Yes, we do. Here it comes.
Welcome, caller, in a sight live. Hello.
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 Inner Sight. You're
Hello?
On the air.
Oh, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Good.
How
are
you doing?
Did you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, on the nursing homes. Did you?
Okay.
People don't realize like if they get like Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid. There's a number on the back of the card that they call like their insurance company, whatever insurance company they have. And they need to ask them like, if they have like home health people, because I know in Texas, I don't know how it works in other states. Like, I think you have to go through your doctor, and they can give you like so many hours, like if you need they have some that just work in a day, or they have some that stay at night with the people, or 24 hours, or I don't know how, like, they probably have to go through their doctor to get on there, but... And the government did a study a while back, and they said it's cheaper to have a home health and someone to stay in your house than putting in your nursing home anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Right.
So that's
why
an idea,
they,
so people,
why
a lot of
do
people
they,
don't inquire
why do they
about
keep
that.
Them, then?
Huh?
Why, if what you just said is true, what's the reason why the government keeps these nursing homes going?
Because a lot of people, I guess their relatives, whatever, don't. If they look at back to use the insurance card and call their insurance companies, they can have someone stay in their home or work like so many hours a day with them, like 7 days a week or whatever they need, and then they won't have to go in the home. But a lot of people don't realize that.
If the government decides that they're not going to give them a certain amount of hours, that's when they go into the nursing home.
That's right.
And that happens a lot.
That's what I need. I mean, I would get the fight, and a lot of people don't want to fight either, or they don't have the time. Sometimes you have to fight to get what you want.
What happens if you can't feed yourself, which happened to a person, he's already passed on from this world. He couldn't feed himself, okay? And he needed a certain number of hours, and he was getting sicker. His disability, you know, made him sicker at times. And they had to put him in an ICU in the hospital because he wasn't getting what he needed, even in the regular setting of a hospital. He had to go into ICU. And basically what was happening to the poor guy is that he wasn't being fed because he couldn't move his arms, okay? And he only got a certain number of hours but never got more than what, you know, he should have gotten 24 hours, 7 days a week. His friends had to volunteer and help him out and feed him. This is not acceptable. There should be with certain people and also people who have, you know, different types of disabilities, and if they're closer to the end of life, he shouldn't have to go into a nursing home to just be fed.
And if the
government
takes you to court, you know, you don't have a chance because the judge is going to say, well, how are you going to, the state won't give you these hours for the person. How are you going to make sure that that person is safe?
That's
you know,
true.
People try to pay for that and they run out of money and all that. And then,
like
and
my
the bottom
right
line
now.
Is there goes the nursing home. You're
That's
back
right.
in.
Yep.
That's what happens a lot.
Yeah, it's really shameful on their part.
That's why we say we don't need them.
That's it. There's a lot of circumstances that are in relation with the nursing homes, and they make you spend all you have, and it's not needed for all you have. They get $196 billion, you know, courtesy of the...
That was a budget a couple of years ago. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
It's probably more today.
It is probably more today. I have to look that up. I did look it up a little while ago, and I couldn't find it. Maybe they're trying to, you know, develop another, you know, budget that they had. But it was $196 billion is what the nursing homes got to keep people in there. Now, that's not all for the use of to help the disabled. You could bet your sweet butt it isn't. You know, it's not helpful. It's not there to help. I was in a
What needs to be done is part of what we want to do is the agencies for the blind and disabled should be raising money to keep people in their own home. They can
That's
make
correct.
Money on that. They can use it as a fundraiser
right.
thing.
That's right.
See? That's how it should be. Then a
right.
person could stay in their own home and get the help they need.
Right. Right.
And the agencies could make money on it. Anyway, do you have anyone, a relative in a nursing home?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, and another thing that people don't realize, get this, you have to watch out for this. I have a friend in the state of Georgia. She had a problem with her leg, and I told her, I have a number, I call her at home, I told her, you need to go have that looked at, and she waited and waited. And got put in a nursing home, but get this, they sent the therapist in, right? Like they sent the doctors and physical therapists to him, right, to help him out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got her, like, out of bed to walk, right? And then after a month or two, I called her and said, how's the therapy going? Oh, I don't have any more. I said, why not? Because the insurance. See, that's another thing they want to do. They want to they want to get you well, like, to a certain point, then set you back.
Right.
Which I think
right.
I think that's wrong, too. Somebody needs to sue the government on that one, too.
Yeah, that's why the agency should step in.
That's
yeah,
right.
But and another thing about the agencies, they're not going to do nothing for us. I mean, I've been
well,
on
you
got
to pass the law and make them do it.
Yeah, you got to pass the law and make them do it.
You can't make the government
a lot
do
of
anything.
Times,
you
got to
make
them
do it. If it wasn't for
and
us,
and another thing,
these agencies
people
wouldn't have any money.
That's right.
Yeah, the government has money, but you know what they do? And someone told me this in Texas, the more money they waste, which I think this is backward and dumb, the more money they spend and waste, the next year they get more. I think it should be the opposite. You do what's right and spend the money, you get more. You waste the money, they should cut the budget down.
Right.
Yeah.
See, they have it backwards.
That kind of makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, but the agency should be on our side and helping us. That
yes,
should be the
they
law.
Really should. They'll get something out of it.
Yeah.
All of the people who are complaining or doing something, they won't get anything out of it if they just, you know, are being, making the people suffer in that manner. But if you help the person keep their home, if you help the person get healthier, do you know what? There's a lot of things more than money that you'll get in a payback. You'll get, you know, oh, wow, this person, you know, went to rehabilitation and got out a little healthier. Oh, they could give back to society by working, but you can't force them to, but they could help by just doing little odds and end jobs, and it'll help the society by paying taxes if you added it all up. You know?
We have any other callers?
No, we're good.
Oh, all right. Uh-huh. Well, thank you for calling. Did you want to say anything else, caller?
Like I said, you know, they have it backwards. It'd be nice like it's down here. I know these counselors, they help who they want to. I think if you're a counselor, you should help anybody that comes up to you. In my
that's
opinion,
right.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
But they don't,
I
unfortunately.
Agree with you.
We want to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You need that a lot more than you need nursing homes.
That's the truth. Yeah. So. We know a lot of people who are in homeless shelters because they don't have a home. And they're living in the homeless shelter along with anybody you could, you know, even who are mentally ill, and people who are not only mentally ill, they're also, you know, they should be kept apart if they've been taken out of the facilities and not getting their medicine. They should be set apart so nobody gets hurt or killed, for that matter. But yet you hear in the background screaming where she's at, and it's not safe, you know, very, very unsafe. They steal in the shelters, do a lot of things that are, you know, very bad within the shelters. But they'd rather be in a shelter than live the rest of their life in a homeless, not homeless, in a in the nursing homes, because most of your it's just your right to completely.
You have more freedom
away.
In a shelter.
Yes, you do. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, listen, thank you, caller. Call
thank
again.
Thank you, caller. Yes, please. Okay.
We appreciate your comments.
Yes, we do. All right, here we go.
All right, in a site, 213-816-1650. We were expecting Joe to call in, but maybe he
got
deterred.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
So we'll hopefully get that information that he had another time.
Yeah, right.
Inner Sight and our nursing home program, 848 New York. Tomorrow night's show is up for grabs. I don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah, right? Me neither. So we'll figure it out. Something usually happens during the day. Either one of us are complaining about it, and that's what becomes the night show at times.
No, we'll keep you posted or, you know, look at the contact the blog, the Twitter.
You know, they could just
for our tweets.
Look. Yeah, the tweets, and what they can do is just look for our organizational name within Blog Talk Radio, just type in Inner Sight Freedom, and you'll find what the show's about. Okay?
All right. We're on 5 nights a week, 8 to 9. Give us how are we doing with a tally? Let's get a tally on.
Yeah, we're doing well. Hold on, let me get to it. I saw it, but I can't remember. Let me look. Yeah, exactly. It's 117,351. We went up a little. Thank you.
All right. Now, if you want to help license the guide dog schools and regulate them, you know, last July when this horrible trainer left Milton in a van in the middle of a heat wave, Milton the guide dog, and he passed away.
It was
horrible, and this person basically got away with it. All they gave her was community service. You know? So if you want to help,
that's terrible.
We now have my friend Lorraine now is the official coordinator, special projects coordinator for Inner Sight, and she's trying to find a place or a venue for a day for Milton. I want to thank her very much for that, for
she's
taking on that position. You know, we can't pay. We're all volunteers. Nobody
gets paid. Single one of us. Nobody gets paid.
So, but we appreciate anyone who wants to help. So anybody who would like to do a day for Milton, if you have a company, or if you're a town, you know, we'd be happy to. We have one of the foremost publicists in the world donating his time, Ira Tucker.
That's right.
And he has a package made up of a profile of Milton. And we'll get you one of those if you're interested in doing a day for Milton. We'd be happy to send you that.
Yes.
So in the meantime, sign our petition. Go to change.org and sign the service dog. You'll see comments on there about Milton. We're trying to get a picture up of him.
Yes.
On the petition.
Yep.
But we don't. We do not intend to let this issue go. We're going to keep on it until something is done along the lines of licensing and regulating these schools, because they're serving people with safety, and they should be accountable for that safety.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650 tonight on Nursing Home Show. And, you know, very, very concerned. Every once in a while, you'll get a horror story about a nursing home. It's bound to happen. It will happen. And I hate to say it, but it's not going to stop.
No, it isn't.
Because it's an abnormal place for somebody to be.
That's the truth. I remember when I was in the nursing home. Sorry. I remember when I was in the nursing home, Frank, and the first thing I really wanted to know when I first got in was when I'm going out. And I never got good food. There was her nursing home had a Subway, had their, Subway food with the heroes and all. I went, and every day I had to eat a different hero because the food was horrible, you know, inside where they made it. And it just didn't look right, didn't taste right. And you had no socialization with other people except for people who couldn't talk or move or whatever. You didn't have really good socialization. I wanted out so bad. And then what they ended up doing is transfer me to another nursing home. And I'm like, why is this happening? And then I realized they put me on nursing home Medicaid instead of having the community Medicaid.
You went from bad to worse.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Finally, I said, I'm getting my husband and I'm just walking out. Bye. They got the social worker to properly sign me out. I was like, I couldn't take it anymore. Imagine what they would have done to me if I just walked out. It wouldn't have been a good picture.
By the way, if you have your apartment and you have your place, you can leave AMA, you know, against medical
advice.
Yeah,
but that's not a good choice, but you could be responsible for the bill. Oh, yeah, it is. But just be mindful that you'll owe a big bill later. You will be, because the insurance companies don't like that.
I wouldn't pay them.
They get you every which way.
I wouldn't pay
a
nursing home.
I wouldn't pay a nursing home either. They get enough from my Social Security, you know?
Yeah. A bill for what? For mistreating you?
Yeah.
For neglecting you? You got to pay them for that?
Yes, you do. You didn't know.
I don't go for that.
Neither do I, so that's what happened, and I was ready to just walk out AMA or just walk out, period. I didn't care for signing anything. I didn't sign anything. I didn't do anything until the night social worker who was on call, she came in. She goes, well, I could have switched you to another floor until you woke up in the morning and you decided what you wanted to do. I said, no, I'm not doing that anymore either. I'm leaving. And then my husband.
Well, if I had my wits about me and I was stuck in a nursing home, you know what I would do?
What?
I would contact the government and tell them, I don't want Social Security anymore.
That's right.
Don't
That's
give
right.
it to me.
That's
exactly
right.
how I would try to fight them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I'd go to the newspapers and make a news story out of it.
Yes, you would. And I would
That's
also
exactly
now.
What I would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
To spend my disability, I don't want it anymore.
Right.
Rather than give it to them.
That's right. I would never give it to them, you know. And then when I got out, I would reapply. That's all. You know.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night on Inner Sight, 8 to 9. Subject to be announced.
That's right.
And Friday is our funnies. So come on down. Have a great time on Friday. Do we have any other callers? We can have one quick call.
I know. We're all here.
So to recap, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
Right.
Pass a law that would mandate the agencies to raise money to keep people in their own home. Let the agencies get together and produce a television show once or twice a year to raise money, keep people in their own home. And let the government put up half of what they're putting up.
That's right.
See? Save, be, you know, conserve the money, and that way, not only the disabled can get help, a lot more people can get help.
Yeah. Very much so.
So that's the plan, and also we have a thing called the Volunteers for Freedom, where the home health aides would donate some time, and there would be a fund available to reward them by paying one of their bills.
Mm-hmm. A private fund.
You combine all those things together.
90 seconds, Frank?
Yeah. Combine all those things together, and you don't need nursing homes.
That's right.
It'll work. Believe me, it'll work. And the government can save money on it.
Right.
I believe it will work.
I think it will work, too.
Give it a chance.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna say goodbye, world, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you. Thanks, Suzanne.
Okay.
And all our listeners.
Yes.
Inner Sight.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my co-host, Frank, who came in and wanted to help me with the show. I thank all the callers and all the people who listen in the archives. I appreciate you, and I wish that you would just... one day I'd like to meet you all, but I can't do it right now. But keep pushing on. If you need help, just give us a call at 631-224-3090. Good night, everyone, and have a great week, And it's almost at the end of the week, back to Friday. So anyway, have a good evening. Take care, and goodbye, world. Take care.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.